The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of a greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord will be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his Israel, servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The first thing I would like to bring out from today's gospel. You know, when Mary went to visit Elizabeth, at that time, Elizabeth was pregnant. And the child in the womb of Elizabeth was John the Baptist. And we know that it was John the Baptist that baptized Jesus. But we never knew who baptized John the Baptist. The scripture did not make it explicit of who baptized John the Baptist. So, John the Baptist was baptized by the Holy Spirit. We heard when Mary stepped her foot in the house and greeted Elizabeth, the child in the womb of Elizabeth leaped for joy. That was when John was baptized by the Holy Spirit. We have 4 kinds of baptism. We have baptism by pouring, baptism by immersion, baptism by fire, and baptism by the Holy Spirit. So the kind of baptism John the Baptist received was baptism by the Holy Spirit. Now going further, baptism by pouring is the one we do here in the church when water is poured on people. Baptism by immersion, there are some parishes that do that, where they have a bowl of water and the people are dipped in the water. Baptism by fire is the baptism that those of us that we are persecuted because of the faith. Especially, there are so many sins that we are burned. Most of them, we are burned in fire. Most of them, we are lynched. Most of them, we are slaughtered. So that kind of baptism is what we know as baptism by fire. And also the fourth one, baptism by the Holy Spirit, the one that John the Baptist received while he was in the belly of Elizabeth. My dear friends in Christ, today we have heard the gospel. We are celebrating the visitation of Blessed Virgin Mary. That when she was carrying Jesus in her belly, she had to walk about 100 miles to go visit the elder cousin, Elizabeth. And the moment Elizabeth saw Mary, not only that, the child in her limb, in her womb lived for joy, also Elizabeth expressed her joy. And this expression of joy reminds us that when God makes a promise, he will always fulfill that promise. The promise that God made that he will send us, that he will come and give us someone who will redeem humanity. This promise was made in the olden days to Abraham, but it took a lot of time before it was fulfilled in Mary, reminding us that when God makes his promise, he fulfills his promise. It doesn't matter how long it takes. It could take 1,000 years. It could take one day. Remember, a day with the Lord is more than 1,000 years elsewhere. So God fulfills his promise, especially the promise he makes to the lowly, to those that believe in him, to those that fear the Lord. And we are those that believe in him. That is why every day we come to worship him. That's why we pray every day, because we believe in him. And those promises he has made to us will be fulfilled so long as we remain faithful to God. So today's feast reminds us that fidelity to God will always earn us something greater. So let us keep being faithful to God. Let us keep believing him. Let us keep doing the right thing that we are doing. All our efforts, all our sacrifices will never be in vain. Today we pray that through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, that God will fulfill the promises he has made to us and to our generations. Amen.